This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Today we talk about the business of the news business. Dr. Sarah Stonbally is the director of the Local News Project at the Medill Journalism School at Northwestern University. Your research is called the State of Local News Project. So what is the state of local news these days?
Well, there's a lot to say about the state of local news. I think our report shows that there are a lot of things to worry about and a lot of reasons for concern. But we also tried to highlight, you know, some of the bright spots, as we call them, on our bright spots map. And we also want to show reason for optimism as well. So the state of local news is concerning because we have lost so many local newspapers in this country, as well as digital ethnic media sites. But we do see reasons for optimism as well. You know, there's a lot of growing awareness of the problems for local news, which means that, you know, people who value it are more willing to pay for it.
There is a statistic I saw that two newspapers disappear in the average week in America. Local radio and television news staffs are shrinking. What does that mean for the quality and the amount of information that consumers get out there?
Right. More than 200 counties in this country that are news deserts, meaning that, you know, they have very limited access to quality local news and information. And then there are another 228 counties in this country that are on our quote-unquote watch list, which is new this year to the report. And those are counties that have only one source of local news. There are a lot of places in this country where it's just really difficult to find quality local news.
We're talking with Sarah Stonbally, who is a researcher at Northwestern University, one of the prominent journalism schools. You and I may see a bias in asking this very obvious question, but why is news important, especially local news? National news sources, it seems to most people, have a bias toward a certain news and certain social and cultural angles, a political stance. Is it fair to say that local news has to be more balanced and broad?
You've hit the nail right on the head. Polls like those done by Pew Research and others continue to show that local news is more trusted, is considered more balanced. And I think you're exactly right. The reason why that's the case is because, you know, there's a community that they're serving and they want to reach everyone. Local news, community-based news, is so important because it fulfills functions that national news inherently cannot. You know, it's kind of just a chronicle of life in all of our communities across the country.
You've mentioned that your local news project has identified bright spots. Based on your research, both at Northwestern and before this at Montclair State, what's the prescription that you prescribe? What's working in today's reality?
We did find a lot of news organizations that are figuring it out as the business model is sort of moving away from a reliance solely on advertising, which is what most of the, you know, most of how media was funded up until very recently. You know, we're seeing revenue come from a lot of different places. So we're seeing still advertising in many cases, and advertising continues to be robust for outlets that do serve their community well and do provide that audience for advertisers that's really valuable for them and is valuable for the audience as well. But, you know, increasingly, news businesses are looking for people to pay a little more for what they value. To the extent that you can, subscribe to a media outlet, become a member of a media outlet, which means pay a recurring, usually monthly, sometimes yearly amount. And, you know, if enough people do that, then that's been one of the new legs of the business model. And then there are like very creative things that people are doing, like using text and using WhatsApp and using other ways to reach people where they are, you know, which is different now.
A parallel question: as businesses and media companies, whether they're large or medium or small, try to do things, any advice you would have to the consumers of news as far as how they can assure that quality information is available to them, it helps their communities? How do you become a smart, wise, informed consumer of all the information that's out there?
That's a great question because, you know, we have so many options now for where to get our content, where how to be entertained, you know, how to spend our time on media. So, you know, I think one of the things is really just paying attention to local news. If there's a newsletter that your local news organization provides, subscribe to it. Certainly, if you're able, you should become a member or, you know, give the monthly donation. You know, number one is just being an active consumer. That is sort of the first thing. And then, like, you know, sort of the old tell your friends and neighbors about it. One of the struggles for digital outlets is that, you know, they're not in the grocery stores. They're not on people's front stoops. And you know, it's hard to build up that name recognition. They may be doing the best quality journalism, but if so few people know about them because they're only online, that's a huge challenge. And then just be involved. You know, I think that's really the main thing, is like just to sort of be a thoughtful and active consumer of local news.
Our guest today spoke to us from Northwestern University. Dr. Sarah Stombly is director of their local news project.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.